This is the Mixed Coach Podcast, episode 35. We're going to be talking about one of the best ways that new engineers can get work.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I think this is episode number 35.
Right. Wow. Rolling right through.
It's
great.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, basically today, I just wanted to ask you what is one of the best ways that guys like me, engineers, can get more work? You know, what's the best way that we can go about getting more work?
Right. Well, I mentioned this to you this morning, and I don't know if you realized or not, but it's a setup.
This is a setup. Oh, no.
You know, the other day, I guess by now it's been several weeks ago now, but you called me and said, let's go grab coffee.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't really have time to go grab coffee, but come and hang out at the studio with me. And I was doing some things, and I told you a few little tricks that I was doing and stuff like that. And then what inevitably happened the next day was I said, hey, John, what are you doing tomorrow? And you said, I don't know. What you got in mind? And I said, I need to get these vocals tuned. So the number one way for an engineer to get work it's the most complicated thing you've ever seen. It's just simply, hanging out.
Yeah.
And I know, I kind of say that kind of tongue in cheek. Hanging out can be tricky sometimes because if you're a liability to a session and you're distracting people from doing their job, or you're goofing off and you're just distracting, if you were distracting me from my work, I wouldn't have invited you to hang out.
Right.
And I'm not saying that if I don't let you come and hang out at the session that you're distracting, but I'm just saying one of the best skills an engineer can learn, and maybe we could turn this into a blog post one day, one of the basic skills that an engineer needs to learn is how to hang out.
Yeah.
It's the hang factor. But I can tell you that I've gotten most of my work, not lately, but when I first started out and when I was pounding the pavement trying to find out how to get work, how am I going to get consistent work? Because that scares people.
It does.
When they get out of school and they learn to do this, how to get consistent work. I can tell you a couple of things that I did. I would go and hang out at the right place. Didn't know when the right time would be, but I was an easy hang. There was never any pressure when I was there. I never made anyone feel awkward. Mm-hmm. I was always fun to be there. So that you want people to say, hey, Kevin's coming by today, and you don't want anybody to go, oh, man, who invited him?
Right.
You want them to say, cool, I'm looking forward to seeing Kevin today.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you what happened, and I did this. This is several years ago when I first moved to Nashville. I didn't know when the right place at the right time was, so I would go and hang out at the right place and hope that it was the right time.
Yeah.
And it almost always was, because I would go and hang out at lunch because I knew that they would be going to lunch.
Right.
It wouldn't be everybody's kind of got their nose in a book, sort of to the grindstone sort of thing. They'd be going to lunch soon. There would be jovial conversation.
Right.
And people would be talking about what they got coming up.
Yeah.
Which, if you're anything like me, you procrastinate and you wait to the last minute to go, crap, I need some help.
Right.
And I was there. And they would say, Kevin, what are you doing Saturday? And I would say, I don't know. Let me check my calendar. Which, I didn't have anything on my calendar, but I didn't want them to know that I was like, thank you for giving me work.
Exactly.
But it was that way. But, from being in that environment, we talked about this on a couple of podcasts ago. They all kind of go together, hanging out with people that are doing the same thing that you're wanting to do, and you can help them, then go and hang out until you can help them.
Yeah.
So the best opportunity, the best position you can put yourself in is in good graces with someone who's busy, and then offer their help. Now, I'm not saying that that you're always going to get paid for it.
Right.
Because you won't always get paid for it. Sometimes you have to just be the guy that saves the day, the superhero that doesn't get paid.
Right.
But it will inevitably turn into a paying, some kind of pay.
Yeah.
So the best thing that you can do as a new engineer is to find some people that you can help, whether that be producers, that you can help them with their workload,
mm-hmm.
or help artists achieve their dreams. Which their dream may be something as simple as a guitar vocal demo.
Yeah.
And if you can put that together, then, you know, but unless you hang out with those people, you're not going to know that they need it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I mean, I, coming from me, you know, I'm just starting up and all that stuff. And I'm kind of in that situation where the majority of my work has come from doing coffee and hanging out and just being around, than anything else, you know, I mean, than my website or than, you know, mm-hmm. any type of online presence or that sort of thing. It's more about the relationships and the, you know, and being good at what you do. And, you know, because you could be the best at what you do, but if people don't know that, then there's no way you're going to get hired or get work. So,
and on the other end, on the flip side of that coin, too, is that you can hang out with all the right people and then they want you to do a certain task and you have no idea how to do
it. Right.
Because you've never done it before, because nobody's ever paid you to do it before.
Exactly.
Then you're still in a bad situation. Yeah. So the best thing you can do is educate yourself.
Yeah, know your stuff.
I guess two things. Educate yourself and your skill and make sure that you're as good as you can possibly be at that time. And then surround yourself with people who need your help.
Yeah, exactly.
In that way. Yeah,
exactly.
So anyway, so that was kind of a trick question for me to say, hey, you should ask me how engineers could get work, because you didn't know that you were going to be the example, did you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you hate me now, don't you?
No, not at all.
But anyway, hey, if you're listening and you've got some inventive ways that the Mixed Coach guys, the guys that listen to this podcast and who gain knowledge from it, if you've got some ways that you have tried and that have either failed or worked successfully, let us know in the comment section. Now, if you're listening on iTunes, go to mixcoach.com and look for episode number 35. And look in the comments section below that, okay? But once again, I just wanted to thank you for your time, and I hope that these podcasts are helping you to become a better engineer. And we will see you shortly. Bye.
For a free download of Kevin's video called 5 Things Every Great Mixer Knows, head over to mixcoach.com/freetips.